This is your live sport breakfast, Major League Monday. The Miami Heat, no one likes them, not even their mums. 76-72 is their score right now over the Indiana Pacers. They came out and put on a monster of a third quarter as they won that one 30-16 to get themselves back into it. And people walking around wearing the Dwayne Wade shirts, it's okay to have them on today. He was horrible at the start, but he's come a whole lot better now. He sits on 22 points. And LeBron James, there he is, 33. For the guy with the headband that's sliding further up his head every day. Okay, one of the other series that is going on, I thought it would be a lot more, and I guess this is what happens when sports tend to bring you everything, is that you think that the LA Clippers are the greatest team on the planet because they've got a guy that can dunk heaps. However, the team that is just blowing everybody away, and this is an interesting point, this was brought to us, actually Dan Dibley, I'm gonna shout out to Dan Dibley here, who we speak to from 95.7 The Game in San Francisco. Must have been about 2 months ago he said to us, Spurs win it all, get your money on it now, they're going to do it. And that was before the big run that they went on, and our next guest here is going to explain to us just how come they are so good. J.R. Wilco is the editor of Pounding the Rock, which is SB Nation's Spurs blog. And he joins us on the line right now to talk about a team that just look unstoppable. G'day, JR. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Very, very good. Thank you. So you just got to be absolutely stoked with the Spurs. But first of all, let's before we get on to your team, let's have a look there at the Clippers. I mean, they came in, and like I said, when you watch SportsCenter, you think that Blake Griffin is the only player in the NBA. You know, it's like the team lost by 11, but look at this dunk. There's Blake. Woo! As he goes. Are you surprised at how big the hiding is that the Spurs are dishing out to the Clippers?
I wish I could say I was surprised. It would sound way more or way less conceited of me. but honestly, the way that they've been tearing through these teams or not just these teams, the whole league so recently. I mean, you know, 17 games in a row now. The last few losses have been shorthanded. They've only lost 3 games with all of their team healthy all year long. 3. So, no, I'm sorry. I'm really not all that surprised. The way that Popovich designs his defense around teams to make them beat you in ways that they don't want to, it makes it so hard for teams that haven't played together very long. And, of course, L.A., this is their first year together.
Yeah. Well, I mean, where are LA getting it wrong? Can you see the young players here? Is Chris Paul thinking this isn't going well, so he's hogging the ball too much, or is Blake Griffin maybe doing it? Or, you know, can you point to something like that for them?
Well, first of all, I mean, both of those guys are playing injured. And Paul had the groin injury going into the previous series against the Memphis Grizzlies. Now he has a hip flexor as well. That really has, I mean, you have to admit that has taken a little bit off of his speed. Blake Griffin has had, you know, issues with ankle and knee and kind of bumping his other knee. So first and foremost, you have to mention the injury issues. They're not using them as to their credit, they're not using them at all as excuses, but it's there. But secondly, just as far as the defense is concerned, you're not seeing Lob City. I mean, maybe one or two of those plays a game, and then that's it. The Spurs are so disciplined in the way that they approach them. And then on the offense, turn around, and when the Clippers are on defense, it is so difficult to stay with the Spurs because they work option after option. They take what you give them, and eventually they will get one of the shots that they want, either a wide-open three, someone right at the bucket, or one of their big three working in the middle in areas where they're most comfortable. And it you have to play a full 24 seconds worth of defense against them in order to even make it difficult enough so that they don't get one of those. And a lot of times, 2-3 seconds left on the clock, they still do.
Yeah, one of the things I always talk about is crafty veterans, and you know, I mean, that seems to be the story of this with the Spurs getting it done, because the other day, you know, the Clippers got out to a fairly handy lead. You know, Blake Griffin looked like he was going well, and then the Spurs come out and put on a 24-0 scoring run. That's amazing. Yeah. Who does that?
Yeah. Not many teams. And you know, the runs are huge. So, I mean, I absolutely agree with you. It's like 24-0 is huge, but it was actually 50-17 at one point, when the Clippers had their biggest lead, to when the Clippers started scoring again. You know, and in bunches and really kind of match San Antonio the rest of the way, 50-17, and no one does that. And the thing is the defense forces you into places where you're not comfortable. The offense forces you to cover in areas where you're not expecting. And then so San Antonio continually winds up with easy shots and makes you take hard ones. And so what happens is what you saw, you know, I mean, 50-17 run to outscore somebody by 33 points over that short a period of time, over a little less than two quarters, is just so impressive. And the team does that kind of stuff all the time.
Yeah. You know, look, one of the great things, too, about the Spurs is, you know, they've got those veterans. You've got Manu. You got Tim Duncan, of course. You've got Tony Parker, but also these new players that are just thrown at us that you don't hear a lot about: Kawhi Leonard, Danny Green, Tiago Splitter, who I remember him being around, and I think if you play him on NBA Live, I think his rating is about 20 out of 100. Yet these guys are just getting it done as well. It's fantastic to see. Where does the buy-in to this whole philosophy start? Does it start at Popovich, or is it something as way back as far as the recruiting players into the team?
Well, actually, the answer to that is one and the same, because while RC Buford is the GM of the team, he works hand in glove with Popovich, and Popovich is involved at every. Popovich was the GM before he was the head coach, so he's got so much to say, being the executive in charge of basketball operations and the coach. He brought in RC, so first of all, he's got a lot to say about which players are looked at. And then he has at least a 15-minute interview with everybody that they bring on. Hmm. Didn't happen for Kawhi Leonard. He was a one-off. But for everybody, he says that he can tell within 15 minutes whether or not a guy is coachable. And if he's not coachable, they don't even pursue him. So first it starts with that. You got buy-in to the Spurs system. And then secondly, Popovich's way of being able to fit in pieces to his system, and then, what you've seen over the last 2 years, change his system to be able to make it best fitted to the players that are in there. And a lot of coaches do one or the other. They change their system all the time due to the guys that are in there, and they have some success. But, there's no longevity with the success. So Popovich has done both. He's got his system, and he's willing to change it. He fits in guys that fit the system, and he also changes the system. And the way that these guys have fit in, I mean, Tiago Splitter, you might say 2 out of 100 on NBA Live, but the man is the top in the league at finishing from the pick and roll. So when he's in there, they're running pick and rolls, and suddenly nobody's around him. He's right up underneath the basket. So it's just amazing the way they're fit in.
Yeah. Well, look, JR, we will look forward to that. The match is actually on today on our TV screens. We get to see it, the Spurs up against the Clippers, and continue that run through. Can't wait to see you guys playing the Thunder. Good on you, mate.
All right, good on you.
Cheers. This is your live sport breakfast, and this is Major League Monday. And every Monday, I like to give away a multi. I'm going to do it now, considering what we've got. Now, that LA Clippers game against the San Antonio Spurs is on just under 5 hours' time. You can catch it on ESPN. Also happening today is the Dodgers. No, in fact, not this is the game on ESPN. The Dodgers up against the St. Louis Cardinals. So I'm going to go with this, okay? The Dodgers versus the St. Louis Cardinals in our multi. We're going to take St. Louis to win head-to-head because they're the favourites at $1.75. So we'll just go head-to-head there. Option 1361 is St. Louis Cardinals to beat Chad Billingsley and the Dodgers today at $1.75. And, I mean, how can we bet against the Spurs? You can't. You shouldn't. So we will take the Spurs to win that match. And they're head-to-head right now. Oh, it's about $1.25 last I hit. Yes, $1.25 is what it is. So give us a call now. 0800-342-554. 0800-342-554. We will take our winner off here. And when you come back, you're going to hear Jill Painter from LA.